Ukraine's protesters. Still out there. Viktor Yanukovych's government still faces protests, those smaller ones.
Anatoly Hritsenko, a leading member of Batchkivshina, a Ukrainian opposition party, was expelled from a party meeting for participating in an information war against his own faction on January 13th. His offence? Mr. Hritsenko had noted in a blog that there seemed to be fewer protesters camped out on Kiev's Maidan than in previous weeks. The numbers protesting against the government have indeed fallen since President Viktor Yanukovych signed a series of deals with Russia instead of the European Union in mid-December. Yet, as Mr. Hritsenko also noted, the Maidan lives on. The turnout on January 12th was a respectable 50,000, according to Reuters, despite the driving rain. Not for the first time, the authorities cack-handedly gave the protesters a new reason to come out into the square. Yuri Lutsenko, a former interior minister who is now an opposition leader, ended up in intensive care after riot police beat him round the head during the night of January 10th. He was among a dozen people who were injured in clashes between police and protesters after a court had sentenced three nationalists to 6 years in prison for plotting to blow up a statue of Lenin in 2011. Mustafa Nayem, a journalist and blogger who was one of the first to call for demonstrations after Ukraine's government backed away from its planned deal with the EU in November, expects tensions to remain high for months. Mr. Yanukovych, he says, knows from polling evidence that he cannot win the presidential election due early next year. I think we can't even imagine how tough Yanukovych will get on the opposition, he says. Yet, like many opponents of Mr. Yanukovych, Mr. Nayem is pessimistic about the chances of an early election. Arseniy Yatsenyuk, who leads Batchkivshina, while its official leader, Yulia Tymoshenko, a former prime minister, is in prison, is also now talking largely of a strategy for 2015. Mr. Yanukovych and his party see little need for immediate concessions, and several influential business oligarchs still support the regime. Reports that they were deserting the president look premature. It seems they were hedging their bets rather than wholeheartedly backing the protesters. The main demand of the Maidan remains the resignation of the government and the president, and the protesters say they will not stop until they win. Yet frustration at the lack of progress is mounting, especially as cracks show in an opposition leadership, which even many of its supporters find uninspiring.